Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. Main feature allows you to control the content. You find something online you think's pretty interesting, you want to share it with our listeners, just enter it as show prep on our site, and then others will be able to vote up or down whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. We're going to continue taking your calls about anything, and then if we get a chance, we'll continue on our lengthy education discussion that we've been having this week. We'll get back to the education topic. But John is on the line in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll start, and I'll start because I heard your conversation on the No Child Left Behind, and I'll give you a quick thing on mine and then go to my what I want to talk. And I think that was just a political line. It's a ploy. I don't really think it worked. The teachers concentrated more on the test than anything else, than what the students were learning. Local history, something as simple as cursive writing was taken out because they were too busy concentrating on this test.
You know, I wonder about this cursive writing thing. I was just having a conversation with a friend yesterday about it, and does anybody use that stuff in real life?
I don't think I can actually write cursive anymore. I haven't written it since I was in school, so
My youngest daughter is now learning it because they don't have to go through as much of that standardized test, and I think it's great.
I'm not against kids learning things. I think they should learn haikus too, but I haven't composed one since school.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they brought back some more of those art type of things. Phys Ed, I think, is an important thing that needs to be brought back into school.
I agree with that.
The old Presidential Fitness Award that we used to try to get so hard.
Well, let's call it something nicer.
Yeah.
Let's call it the Peace and Freedom Physical Fitness Awards.
Yeah.
I think that what you're really right about is that the No Child Left Behind was a political plan. I mean,
sure
it was something to allow the politicians to beat their chest, to get behind a podium and talk about how they care about education. Look what we've done for the children, when, of course, all they're really doing is sort of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, for somebody to get so upset or so elated about No Child Left Behind really just shows somebody who's completely locked in the system of this kind of false choice of being able to wrestle between the right and the left and those who support the this versus that. And, of course, the real issue is the existence of the government schools themselves, not how to retool them or not which class to add, not to focus on physical education versus cursive versus, you know, sex ed, but to get them the hell out of education in the first place. That's the real issue here. So then all manner of educational models can bloom. I, for one, don't care about physical education. If you want to do sports, as far as I'm concerned, that's not an educational thing at all. And there's plenty of time for sports outside of learning.
Well, not necessarily sports now. We're talking more of a health, the old healthy lifestyle, just getting out and exercise, moving, eating right. That's what I call when I'm talking physical fitness.
I see what you're saying.
More of a lifestyle, not necessarily being a jock, but living a healthy lifestyle, and that's to me what phys ed is about.
Well, when I was in school, we went out and played outside of school far more than our 50 minutes of phys ed. You know, when we go out and play a game of baseball or a game of football or whatever it is, you know, that's 2-3 hours of running around. And we did that all on our own, self-organized it because we wanted to. I mean, it was just something we chose to do.
Doesn't happen as much anymore, I'm afraid.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, no, that'll now take us into the next topic, and I'll lead it in using a more current political ploy, the get out and move, which I find to be a joke after what happened in front of my house about 2 weeks ago on March 25th, when DelDOT, which is the Delaware Department of Transportation, aided by five, and they had six of these huge monster trucks, a front-end loader, a flatbed truck, and 20, 30 personnel to go with it, along with five armed Delaware State Police officers, illegally pulled the basketball pole from in front of my house.
Ah, yeah, I've read about this story.
We talked about it on the air.
We talked about it
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's how I found you guys, was your story on the air. It came up in a search, that's how I found your programming, was from you commenting on our situation. My
so
the
video
the
of the lady, the video of the your wife being up on top of the pole, that was you in your house.
That is me and my wife that you are seeing in the video, yeah.
Wow, it's such a small world. I love the internet, by the way. I mean, it's just such an amazing thing that, you know, we just put this show out there. I think I titled it, you know, Delaware Basketball Hoop Crackdown or something in that that part, and somehow you were able to find it because we certainly didn't know what your names were, and so you didn't find it by searching for your name.
No, I actually found it just typing in a search with, like, Delaware, Del.dot, government, police, and yours is one of the...
Well, you said they did it illegally.
90,000 that show up on this. I mean, this thing went viral. It went worldwide.
Well, John, you said they did it illegally, but whatever they do is legal. See, it's their system, and they're in charge.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they're breaking their own rules. So
sure they do. Sure, but
once they break their own rules, then they're their rules.
But then afterwards, they'll always, like what we've seen them do is, even if they break their own rules, afterwards they'll just change the rules and retroactively exonerate themselves from it.
Well, here's the problem. They created a rule in 2005. This is an ordinance. It's not even a law that was added into the budget bill in the middle of the night. This ordinance regarding the free and clear zone, which basically kind of gives the government the rights to, you know, 7 to 10 feet or more of the front of your property, which I don't agree with. And they don't own that. I do. I maintain it. I pay the taxes on it. I pay for snow removal, maintenance of sidewalks, and everything else. They have a right to come on and do what they have to and then get off my property. They don't own the property.
That's what you think.
Yeah, well, okay. So in 2005, they had this ordinance in the middle of the night, and it was never brought before the House of Representatives or the Senate. It wasn't brought before the legislate. The language in the bill did not include grandfather clauses as required under constitutional law. Therefore, it is an unconstitutional ordinance that they have passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the
ordinance itself.
I was just saying, by the time it gets to the Delaware Supreme Court, you'll be old and gray, and
I'm sure
the basketball hoops will be all rusted in a in a landfill someplace.
Well, we'll see about that. I'm gonna keep this fight and pushing because what happened here was a travesty. It's a black eye to the state of Delaware. It's a black eye to this country.
Yeah, they lied to
every police officer in this country.
I'd just like to recount what happened here for our listeners that may not have heard that episode. You and a bunch of other folks that had these basketball hoops, in many cases hoops that have been up for years and years, were you had your literally had your hoops stolen by the Department of Transportation in Delaware. They came and they threatened you with violence if you were to do something as daring as resist them.
I was in fear for my life. That female officer made sure I knew she had a gun on her hip.
You know, there were several people there, as a matter of fact. And they lied to you as well. They told you that once they pulled it out of the ground, they were just going to lay it in your driveway so you could take it and do something else with it. But instead, they told you that to get your wife to essentially come down from the hoop, if I'm recalling correctly.
No, she's actually already down. This is the second time they've come out. And she's already down off the pole. We've pretty much surrendered at this point, even though she refused to let me get a temporary restraining order from a judge that I could get. They didn't have a court order. They just had a work order. I was prepared to have a judge's order that said, you can't do this, and the cop said no. I then said, I'll get the judge on the phone if you don't want to go through all the paperwork. No, that pole's coming out. And at that point, it was... and that's when I said, well, my wife's just going to be right back up that pole. She goes, no, she won't. And basically, that's when you know that the gun's there, and if she tries anything, you know.
I'll do 10-millimeter brain surgery on you people.
Exactly.
To take this basketball pole, and they promised to give it back to you, but no, instead they load it in the back of a dump truck, and that's that. So where does
lie about that even. They said, oh, we offered all the neighbors the chance. Well, they took portable basketball poles. I'm sure, and my neighbor went right back for it. There's no way they knocked on our door and said, well, you know, you spent $300 on this basketball, $250, $300 on this portable basketball pole. How about if we take it, destroy it, and put it, in a yard where you'll have to come back and pick it up on your own?
Yeah, just go ahead.
I tell you what, John, do you have a moment to stick with us here? I've got a couple more questions.
I can hold on as long as you guys want.
All right, more with John in Delaware. He's the guy that's at least one of the people that had his basketball hoop aggressed against. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had first-hand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam, so go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's, by the way, free. cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free thanks to Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. At up to 99% off of list price. They even have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can do that private labeling overnight. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue here. We've got John in Delaware, who is the guy that we were talking about a little while back. One of the many people, I guess, not the only one, but the guy who's become most renowned due to the video going viral on the internet of him and his wife attempting to defend their basketball hoop. Now, we've talked a lot about the levels of absurdity that government regulations have reached, or the depths of those levels. It's just, there's so much. You've got 70-year-old grandmothers getting arrested and tackled because their grass is too brown or too high. You've got all kinds of stories. You know, the kid that's got the utility knife in his first aid kit or something like that.
In his car.
In his car at school because he's a Boy Scout or whatever, and he gets in trouble for that. I mean, there's just story after story of absurdities and all of these controls in our lives. And, John, are you still with us?
Don't forget lemonade stands, Girl Scout cookie stands,
and
yard sales that are affected by this, and they come in and say, "Where's your permit?"
Yep, that's right. So you sound like you're not a stranger to the fact that the governments are just continuing to reach into our lives in various different ways and demand obedience and demand cash. Was this interaction with the state not your first negative one then?
No, this is my thing, and this is my first interaction. I watch a little politics. I pay attention during elections and who's running and what platforms and what's going on and any big story. But, you know, I'm not a political activist. I'm just your everyday dad, you know, with kids that, you know, are heartbroken that their poll's gone. And I'm looking way beyond the poll going, they stole our due process rights. They stole various constitutional rights. You know, we've got lawyers from our state House of Representatives and our House Representative and our state senator negotiating with DelDOT up to the time the poll's being polled, and they ambush us. You know,
it's nuts.
What the heck is that all about?
Right.
They didn't have any kind of court order. We were nice enough not to file suit and cost the state more tax dollars.
Well, that isn't nice. That's sort of I wouldn't be nice to them at all. They took your property for
well,
a while.
This was back last October. We get a letter in September, and we reply, and then in October, my state representative, my state senator, and the lead attorney for the House of Representatives, along with Brian Short, my representative, send to the Secretary of Transportation, Carolyn Wicks, a letter stating, you are overstating your authority here. You have no right to be doing this. The law you're citing is incorrect. Even if it is, the gentleman's grandfathered in. And the complaint that was made is children playing in the street.
But it's in your driveway.
A lady from USA Today did a wonderful article about how, you know, kids don't go out and play like we used to, you know, and be out from 8 in the morning until 8 at night. And, you know, you just took a sip from the hose and maybe got a popsicle once in a while. But Mom knew you were safe.
JJ, just to clarify, this basketball hoop was on the street.
Was it
near the street?
No,
right?
No. I live in a cul-de-sac. And off the street, there's a grass strip and then a little sidewalk. And this thing was placed in the grass strip. There's two legends to the pole. Either it was the first owners had it custom built and put it in because the thing's solid. It's American-made classic. The other one is that I heard from the our homeowners association, was that the pole was actually put in by the builders when they were building our two streets here. Hmm. And they played on it during lunch and after work.
Hmm. But it's something where it's on
here before the roads.
Right, but it's on the strip of grass before the sidewalk. Was it facing the hoop itself, facing the street? So kids were playing in the street essentially in this cul-de-sac, the street of the cul-de-sac.
We're playing in the cul-de-sac, but you have to have a visual of the cul-de-sac because it's a huge circle that cuts off towards my house. So if the road was to continue straight on, it's, I believe, 40 feet from where the basketball pole was placed to where if this road was a normal road, it would have actually ran. And the cul-de-sac just leads into my driveway.
It seems like a good amount. You know, it really makes me wonder, you know, what kind of busybody makes a complaint like this.
It's one anonymous complaint, and it was selective enforcement. DelDOT, as they rolled in here with their hordes of people and trucks, literally passed by what would be considered four illegal poles to get to the 8 select that they enforced. They selectively chose to enforce a law that they don't even have to enforce.
Wow. Do you know if you did something to upset some bureaucrat or some friend of a bureaucrat to get
this
sort of treatment?
We don't know. We're gathering it. Whoever made the complaint must have had some pull. Because there's no other way you can get, like I said, the first time my wife is out there, it's all the Del Dot workers, and I only won what they call a rate cop. Del Dot hires an off-duty Delaware State police officer to escort him in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When he couldn't get my wife down, as soon as the news showed up, everybody scrambles.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple hours later, about an hour or two later, they come back, everybody, all the trucks, all the men, with the exception of one truck, the one that had all the other hoops in it, didn't come back. But they bring this female Lieutenant Jennifer Griffin with her. That's the lady in the FBI hoodie.
This was the plainclothes woman, right?
Yeah, who just came up and said, I'm Lieutenant Jennifer Griffin, and I'm in charge here. I had to call the FBI, the county police, and then I finally found out that it was a Delaware State trooper to find out who the officer really was, because she did not identify herself, didn't show me a badge, showed me nothing, just said, I'm in charge, this pole's coming down.
Yeah, and her attitude was just so rude and so obnoxious.
It goes against the whole police code of protect and serve, and she never
said that. They're not here to protect,
right? They're not here to protect and serve you. They're here to protect and serve the state.
There are police out there, and I have every bit of respect for police, and specifically the Delaware State Police. And the Dade County Police here. I have friends who work on the forces, and I have the utmost respect for them and pray for them and their families.
Hey, dude, they would have followed my orders, too.
I pray for them and their families, too, but if the DOT...
The five officers that showed up that day, they should all be dishonorably discharged.
They all would have done it, even your friends, man.
How come your friends don't go and arrest this lady? I mean, if she broke the law...
Why didn't your friends come back you up?
I have contacted Internal Affairs, and there's a quote-unquote investigation going on.
I hope it goes well for you. I'm just of the opinion that the cops are there to protect and serve the cops.
There's lots of stories here in Delaware. They have a nice one of a female cop who's being harassed by the police, hurting themselves. She's got a huge lawsuit against them right now for what they did.
As far as what their investigation is,
how nice they were to my wife.
As far as what their investigation is going to reveal, 99 times out of 100, that when the police investigate themselves, they always find that they did everything just fine and by the book, and everything is okay. Because again, if they were here to protect and serve us, then they would act like it. But actually, they're here to protect and serve their masters at the Delaware State Legislature. And I thank you, John, for the call.
Yeah, keep us updated. I'm interested in this.
Definitely, let us know down the line what happens. Just an awful situation.
Wow. Brave guy.
Not an uncommon situation either. It's becoming more and more common for these piddly little laws to be enforced on people. And surprise, surprise, it's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show that they are listeners of this program. You can go and see for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Our number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Also, this program brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI has been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, guy who really supports the ideas of liberty, puts his money where his mouth is. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections or accounts receivable, try SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Let's talk to Abel, listening in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. Abel.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Great to talk to you. Thank you for your work. I did see the video of John and his wife trying to protect their basketball hoop, and I keep thinking that there's another question that we need to be asking these enforcers. For instance, when the woman said to John, the so-called law enforcement person, that his wife was not going to go back up there or whatever, I think we need to ask these people, are you going to hurt her?
Mm-hmm.
If she does it, are you going to shoot her?
Yeah, just make the violence real. Yeah. Make the violence. Put it right out there for them.
Yeah. I recently had a discussion with a friend whose husband was, well, ex-husband, actually, was getting arrested in her front yard. And she went out to confront this police officer who was, like, you know, throwing him on the ground and sitting on top of him and cuffing him. This is a peaceful person. This is not, you know, and a smaller person, too. His name is Johnny. He was not a, you know, some kind of a wild and crazy, you know, I don't know, PCP addict or something like that. These cops, they jump into this crap, and this friend of mine went up to the police officer. The guy draws the police officer draws his gun and points it at her head.
Jeez. They wear the title of peace officer, right?
At that point in time, if her son was in the house with an AK-47, I would have felt that he would have been justified to take that guy out. You point a gun at somebody,
then the whole family would have been dead.
At somebody, that is in fact a threat of death.
I wouldn't disagree with you, but that point to everybody's.
Well,
dead.
I think you need to realize that if the police are there on your property, they come with the threat of death. That's what they bring to the table, and these police are just itching to bring out that force and use it because that's what they're trained, and that's why they go to the gym and gotta talk up, you know, in the locker room after your shift's done, and oh yeah, I really nailed that guy hard. I had my knee on his head, and I felt all my weight. Yeah, I was really hurting him good, and his buddy's like, yeah, great job, man.
Somebody told me this a long time ago, and I didn't really grasp it at the time, but what they told me was that when police confront you, even when they're just coming to, you know, your door, you know, to give you a speeding ticket or a sticker violation, you know, whatever the minor, you know, crapola thing that they are thrusting on us, their whole thing is threat level assessment.
Meaning what?
You know, threat level, where we are all considered to be their enemy, you know, the moment they're getting out of their car.
You know, and I'm fine with that. Hopefully everybody's assessing the level of threat that they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. What my concern is police officers that seem to see it as an opportunity to increase the threat level. You know, ones that will escalate a situation if given the opportunity so that they can use some more force.
Like pulling a gun out on somebody.
Yeah, so they can throw somebody to the ground so they can pull a gun on somebody. I mean, you know, that's a fun thing to talk about in the bar the next later on that evening is, hey, I pulled a gun out, put it up to that lady's head. She did just what I said.
Thanks, Abel, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231.
I dealt with a situation with a police officer in an airport where I was disputing whether or not the TSA was going to do one of those full invasive pat-downs on me. And the guy, this isn't a TSA agent. This is a law enforcement officer from the city of Londonderry, New Hampshire, says, you got a problem? Like, that's what he says. In order to ascertain the situation, he really knew what was going on.
Did he give a nice push to the chest, too,
while he did everything but body check me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I'm just a guy who's saying, hey, ho, what are you doing here? I'm asking some questions. He says, you got a problem? I mean, come on. I mean, how pathetic.
Yeah.
And they get upset when you say, hey, you're just a schoolyard bully who got a badge.
You know, I mean,
that's the thing that the schoolyard bully would say.
I like Abel's suggestion. In any situation, ask what'll happen if you don't do what the officer says. What are you going to do to me if I don't? Are you going to hurt me? Are you going to put me in a cage?
Yeah.
I asked that question when I was in court recently, when they attempted to prevent me from coming in with any electronic device into the trial of Bob Constantine on Monday. Because they're precious undercover agents who are going to be testifying, and they didn't want any chance that anybody would be taking their photograph or video footage of them. And it was during that when I asked something I remember saying something to the effect of, so what are you going to do to me if I step over there? Because they didn't want me to come into, you know, past this arbitrary line that they had drawn. And I think it's a very important thing to get it right out. These people are threatening you with violence. Let it be said.
Well, I think this speaks to a larger issue, though. The fact that the state, even the local government, would come onto his property. Well, I think the DOT is more of a state-run instead of a municipality. But anyway, coming onto his property and taking something of his, I think that is a hugely erroneous precedent to set. I think having the idea that the state can just come and take something for whatever reason they make up, whatever ordinance or garbage is is going down a path to ruination.
Well, I think it was actually on the setback or whatever, the easement to his property. So they would call that their property.
Well, sure, that's where your baby steps, Mark. Sure, they go there.
Yeah.
And then what next? Take his internet router if they don't like what he's posting about videos, or take his computers, or next thing you know, just take him. I mean,
Think, yeah, if you think you own your property, you're wrong. I mean, if you think you own your land, try not paying your annual rent, or in some cases it's biannual, some cases it's quarterly. Property taxes come at different times. Try not paying your annual rent to the government and see whether or not you keep that property.
They take your whole house from you in that case.
Yeah. You aren't a landowner. You're a serf. A serf tied to the land. They've modified the serf's king-vassal situation since the Middle Ages, but they haven't modified it much.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want and talk to Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WPHP. Hello, Shadow. Shadow.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing there?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, when you started off about the No Child Left Behind thing, one thing I hated about it was it just wasn't real. They weren't playing with reality there, because some kids will have learning disabilities for one reason or other, like maybe a bad home life, or they get hurt as a kid. Like me, for instance, when I was a kid, I had a real bad head injury, and I got fractured skull, severe concussion, was up in the hospital for weeks. Okay, well, after that, I found that, sure, I could learn, but I had to work a lot harder than everybody else did. And even when I played baseball, which I enjoy pretty good, sometimes, we'd have so X amount of people on the bases. Well, believe it or not, I'd have to turn around and have a timeout and ask a coach, where do I throw the ball if it comes to me?
Wow, that's rough. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Shadow. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol, because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want, even in the remaining moments, here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we'll take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, to get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our site. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you'll get, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum, and more. Go get the details, get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Josh, listening in Hibbing. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. That's Hibbing, Minnesota, by the way, to WNMT. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering about some of the conspiracy theories on the internet. Like, you know, that there's, like, you know, the world's going to end in 2012. There's a lot of different theories out there. There's a lot of things going on, like National Seed Bank, and, I mean, our national debt, even the world debt, is, like, absolutely ridiculous. It's, like, $400 trillion that the world is in debt, and, you know, America is obviously in, like, $12 trillion. Japan is in, like, $100 trillion.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. When you're listening on the radio, it usually means you have to not say the S-bomb. Unfortunately, we do have to bow down to the annoying FCC regulations to protect our radio stations' licenses. Where was he going with that question, do you
think? I don't know where. I want to say something about the national debt. It's a fiction, okay? Fiat money is a fiction. The national debt is a fiction. It's just a number they throw out there. No one is ever going to pay that back.
Don't owe it.
No. It's illusion. It's meant to keep you thinking that we're in some position of weakness and that things are going. Yeah, things are bad. It's not that number you see ticking along. It's those people making that number tick along with their inane policies and their rampant spending and killing across all the globe.
Well, the fact is that for every dollar in existence, there is a dollar in debt created. The treasury. Treasury writes something up, you know, these T-bill things. The Federal Reserve issues money based on these, these Treasury notes, whatever they happen to be, whichever form of Treasury, note they create. And then there's interest on top of it. So it's really impossible to, in fact, pay all this stuff back. But you don't owe it. It's not yours. My son, who's 3 years old, is not responsible for paying the debt that my generation and the generation prior to mine and the generation prior to that has created. He's not responsible for that. It's just people telling you that they own you. And if you think about it, that's what income tax is, too. Income tax is a tax on the fruits of your labor. You work so that you make money. You make money so that you can live. The government takes a portion of that money. If the government can take a portion of your labor, then they must own a portion of you. If they own a portion of you, you are their slave. The fact is, when you had chattel slavery in the Deep South, and slavery all throughout the ages, because it wasn't just black people being owned by white people in the 17th and 18th centuries of the United States, and into the 19th century of the United States, it was all kinds of different mm-hmm. forms of slavery. You had to feed the slave. You had to clothe the slave. You had to do a certain level of medical care for the slave. So that cut into the amount that the slave would make for you. So what, 90% of their work you got to keep? And let's not forget, slaves don't work as hard as free men. So if you could create a system where free men will work, quote-unquote, free men will work harder for you, and you can take a smaller portion of the fruits of their labor. And some people estimate that we pay between state, federal, local, gas tax, cell phone tax, all the other taxes. Don't forget the corporate taxes that are passed on to us through the prices of all the goods that we buy. Mm-hmm. That we pay 50-60% of what we of our fruits of our labor in taxes. Really, how much different is that from the chattel slave of the 19th century?
Well, the idea of conspiracy theory, I mean, just I what you say is valuable and it's cool and all that, but I want to touch upon conspiracy theories for a second here. Don't waste your time with these conspiracy theories, okay?
Yeah, I'll second
you
that.
Are completely wasting time and energy by sitting here delving into these great mysteries of the federal and world conspiracies. Look at your local situation. Look at what you can actually do with your two hands and your mind and your eyes and your ears, what you can actually accomplish and do something. Actually take that ability that you possess and spend it on something that will be productive. Doing research about all these conspiracies and all this garbage out there is just distracting you. It's making you expend some of your resources idly. And it's meant to discourage you, to create fear within you and doubt. And then once they've got fear and doubt within you, the productive and positive part of you will be diminished and be corrupted by this doubt. So
I think that's one of the most damaging things about the conspiracy world is the fear that it places in people. And some have suggested, that the ultimate conspiracy is that the government people actually proffer the conspiracy theories for the simple purpose of bringing people down. I mean, of getting people to believe that it's hopeless, that the world is run by, this cabal of secret evil men that have total control over everything. And that, look at all these police state things that are happening and it's hopeless. What can you do? You're just one man. You're just a little person. You're not the government. You don't have all these guns. You don't have all the cameras and the robots and all of that. So why not just retire to your mom's basement, do some more research, watch some DVDs, and depress yourself even further.
That's right. Don't let the fear capitalize on your ability to actually accomplish something. Because that's really the part of being a human being is not living in fear. We all have things in our life that cause us trouble and pain and agony and tragedy and all that stuff. It's the ability to rise above that and to keep a positive and even optimistic mindset about what you can accomplish and about what you are. That's what it all comes down to, is how you feel about yourself. If you feel like you are a positive, can-do individual, you will achieve positive, can-do change. But if you have this mindset of fear and doubt, then what you do will be corrupted by that same mindset of fear and doubt. You will only engage partially into your activities. You only put so much of your energy into this because of that fear and doubt is taking away from your total being. So don't waste your time with conspiracy theories. Don't waste your time with any of this crap or the federal government overall. Just ignore that. Do what you can locally. Do what you can in your community, with your family, with your friends. But do something that will be positive.
And better yet, improve yourself as well. I mean, you talk about being positive, and that means that you really should focus on getting rid of the fear, because, as you mentioned, we all do have issues that can cause those feelings and those sensations within us, and it just makes sense to reject fear as much as possible and embrace a brighter, you know, vision for what the future can be. But if you are like me, you try to get involved locally and you run up against wall after wall after wall where it seems like nothing you do is actually having an effect on changing anything for the better as far as, you know, maybe achieving liberty in our lifetime. So one of the things you can do is educate yourself about what freedom actually is and become more aware of the concepts of individual liberty if you haven't already. And there's some great resources you can do that with online. There's some excellent books over at book.freetalklive.com or book.freekeen.com as well.
Same website.
Yeah, they're free. They're free audiobooks, free PDFs.
I'm listening to them right now.
So, yeah, to kind of round out your concepts on the ideas of liberty, and then once you've discovered what freedom really is, and if you've come to the same conclusion that I did, and that is that it's impossible or near impossible to attain where you are, then consider the Free State Project, and then go to freestateproject.org to learn more about moving together with other people of a like mindset, getting together with people who are willing to stand up and who are willing to be positive and to put aside fear and to work toward more freedom in our lifetime. That, I think, is the best way to get involved in a community, is where you actually have people who are like you nearby, because if you're of a liberty mindset and you're the only one in any given area, in any given geographic region, or at least the only one who's doing something, you're going to burn out real fast.
Yep.
And then you're just going to be depressed and fearful again.
Right. I think the idea, like you said, of coming to this community, there's so much to be said for being around people who not only share the mindset that you do, but also have the experience of dealing with the thugs and the state and being arrested or watching friends get arrested or being in these confrontational situations where the people here in this movement, fear is certainly diminished to the point where it is sometimes altogether absent in some of these encounters. And the upper hand definitely seems to be in the hands of the activists when they're sitting there pushing forward the cameras and asking questions and chasing bureaucrats around and watching the bureaucrats run away from activists.
They scurried, man, earlier this week. The footage that Damo got, I think, is going to be very interesting. Let's talk briefly to Andrew in New Hampshire. Andrew, we're short on time, but you get the last 10 seconds or so.
Greetings, gentlemen. I saw an interesting article that was posted on a friend's Facebook wall about females in the United States going into puberty as early as 6 years old.
Well, that's kind of scary. Let's talk about it another night. Call us back maybe tomorrow. We'll talk about it in a little further detail. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.